This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio review, an overview of what's going on and what has gone on, transpiring in conversation over the course of the last week on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn, who is a frequent contributor, a long time, she's an alum.
I'm an OG, is what they say.
Yes, you are. Host of the morning program at Carol A in Los Angeles as well, so she's had plenty of time, as have we, to talk about the items. Many of them we've talked about in detail. Some of them we haven't, because there are different things that we focus on. But in general, the charts from Talkers Magazine do a survey of what's going on from their point of view. The folks at Talkers, who listen to stations all over the country, they talk to the management of the stations and the hosts. And so that's where this list comes from, that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com. And also at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at the end of the list and go from number 10 to number 1. Sometimes I start at number 1. So I'm going to vary it this week, go to number 1, because last week we started at number 10, both on the people list and on the story list. Number 1 on the people list this week, your pal, our president, Jumpin' Joe Biden. So Mr. Biden this week, what did you say?
It makes sense.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to think that some of the things we say, some of the things we do make sense. Joe Biden says he's going to go to Ohio, quote unquote, at some point.
Oh.
What, for vacation?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that? Yeah.
I mean, what too little, that? Too late when it eventually happens.
Joke. And do we have to say anything more about that? I don't think so. He was
bungled messaging all the way through on that.
Yeah.
I swear sometimes, because anybody who listens to the program with regularity knows that I don't oftentimes agree with the stuff that comes out of the Biden administration.
No.
But I do find myself at some points yelling at the TV, like correcting the messaging for them, like when they say things. Just because I went through, that was my degree, was in public relations, and some of the stuff they say is just so out there. I'm just like, no, wait, I'm trying to, like, you know, yell at them as we go. But
that's
all right, so. Here's something
Biden had said, that he reached out to public officials in both Ohio and Pennsylvania, and that he laid out a little bit of what he thinks the answers are and what they should be doing there. But why are you not revealing what that information is?
And why is it a secret? Hello,
exactly.
Who are you protecting? What are you protecting? And why are you protecting it and them?
Because they blew it when they tried to burn it off. And the mushroom cloud was created by the people who made that decision. And so, you know, you've got that, and then the slow response, and it's just a disaster.
All right. So let's turn to some things that Biden is doing along with some of the other folks in Washington. I would think that this would be something you would approve of, Jennifer.
Okay.
There's a measure that's been approved by officials to revise the criminal code that has been rejected by both the Republicans and the Democrats, and Joe Biden said he's going to sign it. This attempt to soften the way that the jurisprudence system handles crime. You've been talking about what goes on in Los Angeles for a long time. It's become the national standard for how not to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this approach to letting everybody out of jail or not charging them, those sorts of things, it's been blunted by both a bipartisan bill and the president saying, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
So, is it?
I'm glad that he's not going to veto it. This is a bill that was put through by the GOP in the House of Representatives. And if he decided to veto it, he would probably get a lot of attacks going into a new election season that he's soft on crime. So he instead is going to sign it, hope for the best, and take the attacks from his own party, who would like to see him veto it. So I think politically he's kind of stuck. He's going to say, do I want to get attacks from the middle and from the right, or do I want the attacks from my own party? Probably figures if he's the nominee, his own party will support him anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's take one more thing President Biden is pushing for, affordable child care. There's a new bill or a new program, I guess, that was announced this week, a new way to tackle the problem. Department of Commerce announcing it will require computer chip manufacturers to make child care available to their workers when they apply for federal funding. The first step in trying to take care of children of parents who both have to work. Why is that the federal government's responsibility?
Well, that's the problem.
It's and not
the
government's
responsibility.
Problem. No, unless you want the government to be your nanny, and that's not necessarily what I think is a great idea. So they got $40 billion set aside, Jennifer, for this, that comes from a law that Congress has passed already to boost production of semiconductors. So they just added this to it. Okay, we're trying to do this to compete with China. So now they're throwing a monkey wrench into it and making it more difficult for these companies to do what we want to bring back to America because of child care?
I know.
Huh?
It's kind of unnerving because this is the kind of stuff that you would see from a socialist country that sounds like a great idea on the outside. Of course people want child care. Of course people want affordable child care. Of course. But what does that do to our ability to compete? What does that do to our businesses who are going to be struggling to worry about that while they're also worrying about getting into the business of making semiconductors? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. The idea is to let the free market reign, make it easier for people to do business, not harder, and everything will filter itself out. But
one of the reasons the Chinese want to take over Taiwan is because it's the biggest maker of advanced computer chips in the world. And a lot of investment, Goldman Sachs has billions of dollars invested in several companies in Taiwan because that's where the computer chips are being made. Why do you think the Chinese want to get in there and control it? Good for their business as well as good for business around the world. So for the Biden administration to establish a law or try to get a law passed that will keep the chip company, they say it will help the chip companies keep workers.
Mm-hmm.
Will it? That's yet to be determined,
right.
I would think. But I don't see the government having that role unless we have, as Jennifer suggested, become more to the, so we're pushing towards socialism, at least with this bunch we are. You see it every day in pretty much everything that gets done. Why it is, well, I guess we know why it is, because it's a good way to get votes, much as anything else. Okay. You want something else? Go ahead.
No, I was going to, it kind of throws us down another little rabbit hole, but it's had me, my attention this week that spending also is so ridiculous. Like, this one is what, $40 billion, you just said?
Yeah.
That's nothing to them in the scheme of things. And so everybody's like, and this is Republicans too. This is not just a Democrat thing. The spending is so out of control. Well, we'll just do this for another few billion and just this for another couple hundred billion. And with
but see, there's no
doing?
Consequence, Jennifer.
You want to build
no
semiconductors? We're handing ourselves over to the Chinese if we don't get our spending under control.
Yeah. Well, either that or they just forget about it. I mean, I think there's some thinking in Washington. Okay, so what do we care about what the debt is? It's just going to evaporate. It'll go away. We'll revalue the dollar.
Along with the value of the dollar.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, a lot of politics involved in that. From the City of Angels, LeBron James, one of your star players, apparently has a right foot injury. So what's the scuttlebutt? I always like to check in on Los Angeles scuttlebutt for a moment or two during our talk radio review. Fact that I know you're a big sports fan. I know you like hockey a lot, but
I love baseball. I love hockey. I love football. Basketball is probably my least favorite, but it was a big story because the Lakers are kind of already out of the playoff hunt, and so losing LeBron James is not going to help them catch up. So that's been a big story. And then we had another injury that may not have made the list, but also pretty devastating. The Dodgers traded away a lot of their team this season.
Really?
And one of the places where they were really going to be kind of now short, where we used to be pretty rich, was that shortstop and second base. And Gavin Lux, who was going to have all the hopes of the Dodgers, kind of an up-and-coming player, just ripped his ACL during spring training.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's also out for the whole season, they believe. So two big injuries for two teams that don't need it happening right now in L.A.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, one of the other things that has been a part of the national landscape, the weather is number 10 on the countdown story list this week. And has there been more weather that has been discussed?
It snowed
more
on
than
Tuesday
California
in
right.
Los Angeles again. Uh-huh. And it was so cool. I was sitting, actually at my dad's, I've had, you can probably hear my voice, I've got this little thing that's been going on. And
kind
so I
cold.
Was sitting at my dad's for a little bit before I went to work, and I said, is it pouring rain? And he looks out the window and goes, that's snow. And so, of course, sickness be damned, I had to go outside and dance in it for a minute. And just.
Well, you're up. Your father's house is up a little bit.
Yeah, but it snowed in Venice. In Venice Beach, it snowed
it
in
Burbank.
Yeah, yes.
So I left Monday night, and it hadn't snowed
it
there.
It didn't stick, but it just there was this patch of, like, just snow in in places that don't get it always. So it was
and now there's more snow, apparently. This weekend, there's a massive snowpack that's up on top of the atmospheric. Rivers are dumping more on this snowpack up in the, what are they, the blue...
Northern California is going to get hit this weekend. Southern California is going to get a break. And that's really good because as much as I love this weather and I would love more of it, the people in San Bernardino County, there's a state of emergency up there that the governor has declared because people are still stuck in their homes. There's, like, grocery stores have had the roofs collapse up in Lake Arrowhead. And the Big Bear area, these guys were not prepared for the amount of snow that has dumped on them. And it's been really, really dangerous. The roads are wiped out, and they're still trying to get people out. In one day, they made 100 rescues from the sheriff's department in San Bernardino County. So there's real trouble in Southern California because it was just a huge and massive storm that dumped so much water and snow on people.
Well, it's just you're not used to it. But where are the people trying to capture the water?
Do you know, so trillions of gallons have fallen over the last week in California. Only 2% of that has been captured.
Ah,
and the proof,
fabulous.
You can see anytime it rains in California, they tell you not to swim in the ocean. And that's because all the water is running off the streets with all the homeless, you know what, in it. And all the motor oil and all of that, it's running right into the ocean.
Yay! That's right. We were talking earlier about the new species of fish. That are developing, because I think as much as some of the environmentalists say the world is coming to an end, there are always new species. These are fish in freshwater, however, not in saltwater. All right, the food for thought continues here. It's 18 after the hour.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day is a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour now, Talk Radio Review. We're going through a number of the items that are hit, the bullet points on the charts from Talkers Magazine. One of them has to do with getting, well, COVID is back again because of what happened, the lab leak theory. How many years after this started, they're now saying the same thing that I...
Vindicated, feeling the same.
I never was worried about my theory because I was in my heart, my soul, my gut, my head. I knew that that's what really happened. So number three this week is a focus on this theory. And so we go around to a question that we asked on our social media at, let's see here, Facebook and Instagram, It's Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, It's Good Day On Air. Did you regret getting the COVID vaccine? So, Jay, you want to bring us through some of the things that have been said by...
Some of these are really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Melissa Zimmer says, yes, I do regret it. I got blood cancer from the second Pfizer shot. Both doctor and hematologist-oncologist said the second Pfizer shot could have caused it. I had my second shot at the end of March. I went for regular blood testing in October. They found my blood platelets were 667. Normal is between 150 and 450. She's now taking 325 milligrams of aspirin every day to prevent blood clots and 1,500 milligrams of a chemo pill. And the prior year when she had blood tests done, her platelets were normal. She says the disease is called essential thrombocythemia. It's a rare blood cancer, and it's brought on by something that attacks the DNA, which is something that they have showed can do from the shots. She says it's... I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of her life, but her platelets, because of her medical prognosis, really, her platelets are back to normal, 215, and she does feel great. She walks a lot. That helps. Unfortunately, she does have to be on chemo the rest of her life.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the news stories. That you just have to let that settle. You got to let it set in.
It's a big one.
Now, we asked... As we normally do, what news stories have you been following? So what do we have there, Jay?
Mel Schoenwald says very little because right now I'm on a week-long educational tour through Cuba. That's an amazing place to visit.
We're not supposed to be in Cuba because they're commies. Right?
I thought that was all lifted. Wasn't that all lifted?
No, well, it was, and then Trump put it back. This is a black mark for Trump, as far as I'm concerned. We ought to be doing business in Cuba. I don't know whether Joe has opened things up again or not, but we ought to be doing business in Cuba. If we're not going to do business with commies, then we should shut down all the things that we do with China. It's such a double...
Well, that would be great, actually.
Yeah, right.
That's what we should be doing.
Hypocritical, kind of. All right, what else?
Patricia Sinclair was following the Alex Murdaugh trial in South Carolina.
This guy must have been he looked like kind of a normal guy, if you follow this a little bit, but what a bloodthirsty cur.
Did you watch the Netflix special about this guy?
No.
Oh, you what? Jay, did you get a chance
to
see
it? No, I didn't.
Okay, so I've been homesick watching these things, and the web of murder and death that he is connected to, it is no surprise that the juror took like 4 seconds to decide that this guy was guilty. I mean, from his own family members trying to throw him under the bus, and then he killed his maid, and then sued himself for the money, telling his family he was going to give it to the family of the housekeeper. And the family of the housekeeper never even knew there was any money. He just kept it for himself.
Great guy. Huh?
Allegedly killed the maid, by the way. Hasn't been convicted of that.
All right, let's touch one more here, Jay.
A couple people are following the weather. It has been crazy weather with the snow and then tornado watches in Dallas. Now there's one in Middle Tennessee. And, of course, the lab leak in COVID is a big one, as well as the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. Greg Donahoe says Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's embarrassing drubbing in the primary election.
Yeah, she got what she deserved as far as I'm concerned. What a horror show in terms of how that city is run. So it'll be interesting to see where they go as we move.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden this week will release his annual budget proposal, a document that is unlikely to gain momentum in Congress with GOP leaders. Their main complaint is Biden has already spent nearly $6 trillion since taking office, and inflation is a direct result of government overspending. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican, was in California's Simi Valley, home of the President Reagan Library. He was taking shots at the governor of California and other Democrats during the visit to the Golden State yesterday.
And if you look over the last 4 years, we've witnessed a great American exodus from states governed by leftist politicians imposing leftist ideology and delivering poor results. And you've seen massive gains in states like Florida.
California Governor Gavin Newsom responded, "You're going to get smoked by Trump," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A good day here.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Oh, well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Coming up on 35 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jay from the Good Day program. Jennifer also from the Good Day program. And also KRLA in Los Angeles. We're going through, I said we'd start at number one, and then I was trying to stick to the list. And then I went, there you go, sideways, zig and zag. Because that's the beauty of Talk Radio, the conversation go in any number of directions. The number one story this week is the war. The first anniversary of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I thought it was interesting that Secretary of State Blinken met with Russia's foreign minister for the first time in a year. Blinken demanding
accidentally. Did you see that they actually ran into each other?
Yeah. Yeah, hello there. Well, the understanding when Biden went to Ukraine earlier in the week and the whole business of what was going on there and the secrecy of going over there, what was accomplished really by him going there other than a big PR? I'm trying to figure out, we, the taxpayers, paid for it.
A check.
What came out of it? We gave them more money, right?
Yeah, and it's an unwavering support that the money will continue. And I want Ukraine to win. I don't want Vladimir Putin to win, but I also think there's a lot of corruption in Ukraine, and I would really like us to have some accountability on all this money that we're handing over. And I don't know that we get it. You know, I don't. When you start talking about paying the pensions of Ukrainian government workers and our own people are suffering here at home, I just don't know if that's the right path. And I would say that for anybody. I know the people are trying to do the right thing with Ukraine, but there has to be some responsibility and some accountability, I think.
And there isn't. At least there doesn't seem to be, anyway. And thus, the conflict here. At number three, the lab leak theory. I don't know how much time I'm gloating a little bit, because that was what that was the first thing I said when this all started, what, 2.5 years ago?
And you lost business for it. And, you know, the people who said this,
yeah,
and it was just truth, yeah, you lost business for it. President Trump was called a racist and a xenophobe. I mean, it's just, it's kind of unbelievable to me that now all of a sudden these government agencies are coming along to a story that was 3 years old already. Like, welcome to the party of what we already knew. Mm-hmm. And there's not just what people thought. There is real reporting that's been done. I have a friend who did all the reporting with all of the receipts showing the money from Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health to the World Health Alliance and Peter Zarzak to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Like, how hard is that to figure out? And then the government comes up this week and they say, well, we still don't have a consensus. It's just, this is just a Department of Energy.
You know what this points to, Jennifer and Jay? This just points to the fact that the government has too much money, too much control over our money, too many ways of getting money so that they can spend it as they wish. And that's why Fauci is number three on the people list this week, along with COVID and the lab leak theory. But I didn't, there was a focus on Fauci because of the things you just said, Jennifer. But what has he said this week? Nothing.
Not a lot, I don't think.
I haven't heard anything from him. Has he? Am I missing something here? Jay, have you seen anything or heard anything from Fauci's corner?
I haven't heard the name until you just mentioning it now.
Yeah. Well, because the theory has surfaced, all roads point back to him. All the arrows point back to him and are being criticized because, you know, how do you say that about the Chinese? That's racist. And no, it's fact. That's what it is. F-A-C-T, fact. Okay. So I would like you, Jennifer, if you don't mind, because you're kind of in on the Republican side of things or on the right side of things, R-I-G-H-T.
I like the R-I-G-H-T side. Go ahead.
Yes, right. I don't, the voting company, the boxes, the company
Dominion.
That does it is Dominion. And they've sued Fox News, but I'm not sure that I understand why. I'm sure you have a clear.
Okay, so there was a theory that was going around after the election that was really being promoted by someone, you may remember the name, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And they were out there, and in fact, I blame these guys for why Republicans lost that Senate seat in Georgia in 2020 as well, because they told Republicans, you can't trust these voting systems, don't come out and vote. And people did.
Right.
And how ridiculous is that? I mean, it's the stupidest thing. So Dominion is one of the companies that run those voting tablets where you go and you vote electronically. And one of the working theories was that those vote totals were being changed and that they were being changed by Dominion. Well, Dominion comes out, and that was being floated by multiple people that were talking about these different outlets. Well, those outlets have all been sued now for saying that this, for disparaging the name of Dominion voting. They went after them with big lawsuits. And so one of the things that I question, however, and there's been a lot of testimony. Rupert Murdoch was under oath saying that a lot of his hosts thought that there was something fishy about this theory, didn't think that it was right, but still went to press with it. The news media is supposed to report the news. there are lots of things that have been reported from other outlets like CNN, for instance, and the Russian collusion theory, which was not true about Donald Trump. They went to the news with that every single day. Even when it started to collapse, they still went to the news with that because their job is to report the news, right? So I think it's kind of strange that Fox is getting hit for this. Now, it's because Dominion has chosen to go in, and it was their name that was being disparaged, so they want to go in and correct the record, which I guess is fine. They have the right to do that. They'll probably win most of their lawsuits that they have out there because of it. But I do think it's odd that we go after one news outlet or a certain set of news outlets for reporting on things that didn't turn out to be true when other news outlets do that all the time. COVID's a perfect example. How many news outlets reported on COVID, things that were not true, that they're not being held accountable for right now? So is it the job of the news media to report the news, or are we supposed to check all the facts? Now, if we are, that would be great, but who's really doing that? You know what I'm saying? Does that make
yes.
sense?
Yes. All right, moving on to Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago, number 8 on the story list. Of course, because we're talking about this in the negative, we're racists, because she lost, only lost because she's black and all of the other stuff that's going along with this.
Yeah, not the fact
nonsense.
That crime, murder, all these
horrible.
Things skyrocketed.
Worst mayor in the history of Chicago, and the stats prove it. So the head of the Chicago Police Department has resigned, but he said he's leaving because he's 63, and that's the mandatory age for retirement of police officers. Okay. Then there is the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois announcing resignation as well the day after the Chicago mayor loses her bid for reelection. I thought he was appointed by Donald Trump, so why would he be leaving, I guess would be the question. Or are they just, the news media is just trying to tie these together, and there's no connection really to any of them.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
So isn't it interesting how they take all of these things and try to, but this is, we're all considered stupid by the news media, right? The news media thinks, okay, we can tell you anything. And maybe as much as we criticize social media, there is a balancing act going on here between what's coming out of the so-called official news media and quote-unquote real journalism, and what's coming out of social media, people that are just hacking around, taking pictures of stuff, observing and posting it online.
I think if you really want to be in the know, you just have to consume a lot. I spend a lot of time with CNN and MSNBC every day, in addition to Fox News. I spend a lot of time looking at different articles, a lot of time looking at social media. If you don't do that, you're really, unfortunately, you're never going to know the full story, because no one's ever going to be honest and tell you straight down the middle what things are all about.
Yeah. All right, Jay, earlier this week we talked about the cancellation of Dilbert, the cartoon poor Dilbert.
It was a good cartoon. I liked him.
No longer. It's gone. Now, is this wokeism? Is this politically correctism? The guy who is responsible for Dilbert, they've been doing this, 30 years, 40 years, I don't know. It seems like Dilbert's always been around.
It's on decades, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's kind of like over the years, Dilbert was already being pulled from some newspapers. It used to be everywhere, and then it really wasn't, and now...
Why? Was it just because it was old, or because they didn't like this guy because of other things? I never even knew.
This is kind of one of those things where he had made other comments before. It just wasn't really mainstream news. But now in today's society, where everything everybody says has a snapshot and is on social media and everything just lives on forever.
Well,
I actually think that this is crap. I don't know if that surprises you or not.
No, I kind of.
I think the guy took, and for those people who don't know, he made some pretty rough comments about the black and white division. Raw comments.
Yeah.
But he was driven by a Rasmussen survey, which was something about, like, they asked black Americans if, what was it, they liked white people or something like that?
Pretty much. Yeah. How many black people like, 56% of blacks said they liked white people. 35% said they didn't.
No,
or something,
I think the majority said they hated white people or something. That's what he was commenting on.
Yeah.
And so then he said, well, you know, I had been part of this, you know, identified as black, and I've been part of the black movement, but now they're a hate group, and I don't want to be part of a hate group. I think he was trying to call out the ridiculousness of that survey, And the ridiculousness that people are stoking hatred between black and white Americans is so ridiculous.
Where does that get us? Like the hatred between Republicans and Democrats or any group.
Where does that get you?
Yeah.
So that's what I think he was trying to do. He took it really far, and I think that's where he got into it, insulting a lot of people and probably why
but
he
that's
was
what,
getting canceled. But that's what these people do, right, to make statements. Isn't that what they
yeah.
do in this business?
Well, isn't that why Dave Chappelle says what he does and
yeah.
gets away with it, or the other that people – comedy is supposed to be biting. It's supposed to be harsh sometimes.
Where are we when we're having polls about how much do you hate someone based on their yeah. skin tone? Give mm-hmm. me a break.
Okay, let's go one step further. Because number seven this week is about DeSantis's wokeness. I don't even like the word. I'm not even sure I know what it means. Wokeness is...
WOKE for an acronym, and I am completely blanking on what his acronym is. But I feel like this is something we've talked about all week. WOKE started as a meaning to alert a racial prejudice and discrimination. Mm-hmm. It started to encompass other social inequalities like sexism. And then it just kind of became this whole other toxic beast that
right.
is it, it's no longer doing what it was first initiated
supposed
to do.
Yeah.
Now
so where does it go?
And it's a triggering thing for everybody.
Yeah. So do we? Does it go away? Does it become worse? All of these things, the piling on, and again back to the Dilbert thing, but all of this stuff, teaching people how not to think for themselves. No matter what you think, you're supposed to think for yourself. We're supposed to teach people how to think, not what to think, and that's really what's run amok here and going wild. Telling people in school and elsewhere, media. Tell them, this is what you're supposed to think. Not for me. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, and the genius of Nick Miles is about to be falling, I guess it will be falling on airwaves, be falling on all of our heads here, there, and everywhere. And Nick travels all around the country, all around the world, at the invite of all the major car manufacturers to talk about, to promote the good new things, and to talk about what you have to look out for in terms of buying a car, taking care of a car, et cetera, et cetera. And you can find a lot more info on his website, which is ourautoexpert.com. So I'm looking, one of the things this week that has really set me off is the focus of car manufacturers on eliminating AM radios. And in fact, even some are suggesting FM radios also should be eliminated. I don't know who is thinking what, but where does this...
That's terrible. What are they thinking? That
was my thought as well. Yes. So, seriously. Well, why is it so much, why is it difficult to keep, why would you push it out? What's the big deal of, people who have a discretionary money who will buy cars listen to AM radio? Hello? Anybody home?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's interesting that my friend just had a new radio head unit installed in his vehicle, and when he went to turn the AM radio on, it didn't work, and so he took it back to the store and said, why doesn't it work? And I said, well, it doesn't work in new vehicles. And he goes, excuse me, it says AM radio right here on the box. You can't sell me something and tell me it works. So I don't think people actually know what works and what doesn't work.
The arrogance of youth here is a play. Some of the designers of these cars, they listen to podcasts, or they listen to Sirius, or they listen to whatever, or they listen on their devices, and so they pay no attention. The arrogance here is this is it's sordid and it stinks, frankly.
Yeah. I just did a survey myself that showed all the cool cars are actually designed by people who listen to AM radio, in case you wanted to know that.
Okay. So. Well, somebody's got to do something to fix the attitude here. All right. Let's talk about, again, young drivers and who's buying cars, who's paying cash, who's borrowing the money, and are they able to pay for the cars? What are you finding?
So there's a new survey out that says we have borrowed more money for the under 40-year-old than ever before in history, and it's now become a huge problem because those people cannot repay the money. Their interest rates are too high. They're borrowing more money than they can pay back, and we are heading for a 2007, 2008, 2009 situation, where I'm seeing car loans very expensive, and people are borrowing money for 7, 8, even 9 years, which is absolutely ridiculous. And so these under 40-year-olds are now in trillions of dollars in debt, and they can't pay that money back. And at some point, I'm not paying it back for them.
Well, this is sort of reminds me of the student debt dilemma that we have in our country. Where's the government? You know, you see the government wants to have child care. I'm getting political here to a point that has nothing to do. Well, maybe it does have something to do with this. Just another way of keeping the economy going. Selling cars is great for business, but if you can't pay for them, then you're suggesting there'll be a flood of repos. And then what does that do to the value of the cars that are on the market? We certainly have seen in the last couple of years, last year especially, the increase in value on cars because you can't get parts, yada, yada, yada. So people are paying a heck of a lot more money. Some people pay more money for a car than they do for their house. And
yes.
Right? I mean, it's kind of what it's coming down to.
And now with the autonomous car, they can turn them off if you don't make the payments, by the way. And
yeah.
So you can't drive your car. So
yeah.
There's another conundrum.
Well, I just think we're observing here. We're telling you the results of the survey, but we're not offering a fix. I suppose the fix is that don't buy a less expensive car. Don't expect you have to keep up with the Joneses. You know, people think that they're 25 and they deserve to have what somebody who's 55 has. Well, that guy's got it. Why can't I have it? So you go out and borrow yourself up to the hilt, and then you can't pay for it. There you go. So something to be aware of. That's good information. Thank you. Good job, Nick. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the Good Day program. And that's, if you want to find out about cars, where to buy them, how to take care of them, millions of Americans get their automotive news every day at our autoexpert.com. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.